Thank you. Good morning. How's everyone? Have any of you ever played the game, Where's Waldo? Cale, you played it before? Did you find him? Did you really? And you found Waldo too. Well, good. See, I have a little picture of here. Where is Waldo? Where is Waldo? Do you see him, Cale? You got pretty good eyes, don't you? Right down here at the bottom, isn't he? Well, that's not important for us today. That just kind of sets the stage for us. Because today in the Holy Gospel, we hear that people are looking for Jesus. They are looking everywhere for him. But where do we find Jesus this morning? Where was he? You remember from the Gospel lesson? Jesus went off to a solitary place, to a hidden place. And what was Jesus doing while he was there? He was praying. That's a lesson for all of you, that we are to be praying too, and that we are to pray by ourselves, just us and God. Find a secret place for you to pray, even in your room or another place that you may like going to that is a secret place, and there you can pray to God. That's what God wants us to do. But more important than that, why were the people looking for Jesus? Do you know why, Libby? Yeah, the people were looking for Jesus so that they would heal them. In other words, they wanted Jesus to be their private doctor. They wanted Jesus to be their private exorcist. An exorcist is someone who drives out demons from other people. That's what they were wanting from Jesus. They wanted Jesus all for themselves. Now, what did Jesus tell his disciples? He says, let's go off to the villages within Galilee. And that's why I have come. I have come to proclaim the good news. I have come to preach, as Jesus said. What was Jesus preaching when he was here on earth? Do you remember? What did Jesus preach, Libby? That's right. In other words, Jesus was preaching the gospel. Jesus was preaching the good news that he had come to save all people. He didn't come just to save the people in Capernaum. He didn't come to save just the people in Wilshire. He didn't come just to save the people in Decatur or Van Wert or in Ohio or Indiana. He came to save all people. Jesus came to save all people. So, what we learn today is that Jesus is your Savior, that Jesus has saved you from your sin that happened here at your baptism when you were made his child. This was God's work. Jesus said that you are mine. You now belong to me, and that I am your Savior, that I have saved you from sin and from death and from the power of the evil one. So therefore, today, what's important for us to remember? That we are to be praying, and as we are praying, we remember and we give thanks that Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is the one who has saved us, and Jesus is the one who will take you to heaven. And all the children said, I don't think they heard you. Very good. Let's fold our hands. Wait. We're not done yet. Let's fold our hands and we say a prayer. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming and finding us. For it was you, O Lord Jesus, who sought us and found us and saved us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the free gift that you have given me, eternal life in you. Lord Jesus, we pray that you come quickly to take us into heaven to be with you forever and ever. And again, all the children said,
Amen.
God's peace to you all.